This is The Naked Scientist's Newsflash with me, Helen Scales.
And I'm Ben Valsler, and I'm going to kick off this week with a story about scanning for cancer's biochemical signature. Now, researchers in the States may have found a way to detect potential prostate tumours using magnetic resonance spectroscopy, and this should lead to fewer false negatives, better precision when locating tumours, and a better idea of quite how aggressive they are. At present, if prostate cancer is suspected, we need to take a biopsy. This can be directed by ultrasound, but as the tumour can only be confined to a small region of the prostate, they're actually very easy to miss them. Magnetic resonance spectroscopy analyses the biochemistry, unlike magnetic resonance imaging, which looks at the structure of the tissues. Now, this means that it can look for distinct chemical rather than structural signatures of a tumour. Leo Cheng and colleagues at the Massachusetts General Hospital published a study in the journal Science Translational Medicine that builds on some earlier work published in 2005. The earlier work looked at the biochemistry of a tumour and identified a metabolic spectrum for prostate cancers, a series of chemicals produced by the tissue that identifies it as a tumour. Studying the entire suite of metabolites left behind by a cell is known as metabolomics. With this ensemble of metabolites in mind, they set about scanning five cancerous prostate glands that have been removed from patients. Their scans measure the proportion of these signature metabolites to give an indication of whereabouts in the prostate had a higher malignancy index, i.e. a higher likelihood of these cells being cancerous. The prostates were passed on to histopathologists who, while being very careful to preserve information about whereabouts in the prostate any particular sample was taken from, they just used standard histological methods to analyse the tissue visually and determine where the tumours were actually located. When the results of the two tests were compared, 5 out of 7 tumours coincided with areas of high malignancy index. The remaining 2, it is thought, were compromised by being close to the edge of the prostate, where the interactions with air could have altered the metabolomic profile. Overall, their accuracy was over 90%. Now, intriguingly, there was also a correlation between the size of the tumour and the magnitude of the malignancy index, suggesting that this technique could not only identify the malignant tissue, but also give you an indication of quite how aggressive it is. This is only a prospective study at the moment, and the low sample numbers may lead to an overestimate of how accurate it really is. But they are very promising early results. As they say in the discussion part of the paper, metabolomic imaging has the potential to detect lesions, guide biopsy, and eventually identify other conditions of malignancy, such as tumour aggressiveness. They also add that it could be adapted to identify other types of cancer. So very promising work.
I assume that this kind of scanning is feasible and not hugely expensive, or is that also something that might have to be addressed with this? Is it something that all hospitals have, or is it quite specialist?
They use the standard scanners that they've already got. They've actually been using a particularly powerful one. It's a 7 Tesla one, for those who want to know about these sorts of things, and hospitals are more likely to have a 3 Tesla or perhaps a 1.5 Tesla scanner. So that's something they want to look at to see if it still works in a less powerful scanner, but they're not specialist scanners. They're definitely available in a number of hospitals worldwide.
Excellent. So looks that could be promising indeed.